morning, Andra. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm wrapped in blankets with tea and very happy I can work from home.
You sound so precious in there. You sound like a Tamagotchi. Okay. We've got three shows, shows, that are split between Netflix and Apple TV Plus. Talk to us about Business Proposal. We love the Korean offering that we get on Netflix, and tell us a little bit about this one.
So I wasn't on the K-drama train, but this one went viral on social media, so I had to watch it. It's based on a Korean webcomic, which that's my Korean content of choice, webcomics, and it is hilarious. Essentially, it's about a businessman whose grandfather's pressurizing him to get married and is forcing him on blind dates with eligible women, powerful women from big families. And one of the women he gets set up with doesn't want to go, so she sends her best friend in the place on the blind date and asks her to be horrible. Best friend is actually an employee at this guy's company, and hilarity ensues. It is just ridiculous, wholesome, and amazing.
That's awesome. Is he going to end up falling? Okay. He's going to fall for the person.
Obviously.
Okay, right. All right. Okay.
It's so much cliches, all of the most ridiculous things. What's funny about Business Proposal is that within the show, all the characters are watching a K-drama and commenting on how ridiculous it is. And then in the actual show, they're doing the exact same things.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Every product placement, ridiculous falling in situations. It's very like self-aware and it pokes fun at itself. So, if you're not into K-dramas and you want to dip your toe, this is a good first one.
I love that technique, by the way, in TV shows. Do you know who does that? DIY people.
Yes.
So every season the story builds. So every season there's a different kind of TV show that's playing in the background of scenes, and you see the story evolve. Seldom are they sitting down and watching it, but yeah, you see the TV show and you're watching the TV show in the TV show. Great technique that, keeps you definitely hooked. And then Severance is on Apple TV Plus. So interesting. We've been talking this week about the return to offices and working from home. Definitely not something you could do in the Severance world.
Not at all. I've been spending a lot of my time in East Asia when it comes to the content I consume. So it takes something exceptional to pull me back to Western storytelling. So many people recommended Severance to me, yourself included. And I finally jumped and did it. And it is exceptional. It's one of the weirdest, coolest, intriguing shows I've seen in a very long time. And I haven't been this excited about a show since Succession, to be honest.
That's actually a good point. In terms of the dramas, we haven't had something this good since Succession. I jumped right into it. I wasn't even hesitant. But an episode or two in, and this is still my critique, it takes long. It took a long time and to get us to the narrative, the why. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I mean, I'm still halfway through, so I'm still like very enchanted. But so essentially what Severance is it's a procedure that employees go through at this tech company where they can separate their work selves from their normal everyday outside selves. So when they're in work, they don't know anything about their lives outside of their office. And when they're in the office, they don't know anything about themselves, like vice versa. So it's just intriguing to see how they adapt to this change, because in the office, it's like they've never left. They don't know what sleep is. They don't know what weekends is. And it raises a lot of questions, like, why do they do this? What does this company do? Are they doing actual work? Is this an experiment? What is happening? It's very, very confusing and interesting to see it unfold.
So it's directed by Ben Stiller. It stars Adam Scott, who's obviously brilliant in these kind of quirky things. And it's got an incredible retro look to it, although it's highly futuristic in what it's suggesting, right? That's the other thing. Very plain office spaces, and then very normal when very bright, you know, fluorescent light, and then very normal when you go into life. I think the opening scene for me was really intense. You know, you see the protagonist in his car parking at the office in tears. He is distraught, just to emphasize how little they know about their outie when they become an innie, and then walks into the office and the severance procedure triggers, and whatever he was distraught about no longer is, he has no idea that he was crying outside, even if he knows that he has an outie. And it's kind of a procedure that was put in place. I think it's an interesting commentary on capitalism as well. It's talking about how, you know, you get greater productivity when you have people who aren't trying to get a work-life balance. When they're working, they're just working. Do you know what I mean?
completely. And like, as you said, Ben Stiller directs a lot of the episodes. And when you think about his past projects, like he directed The Cable Guy, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty,
that's
that
right.
strange, weird, unsettling atmosphere that he creates is actually like very signature Ben Stiller. You wouldn't think it. You'd think Zoolander and Meet the Parents, but actually this style of sophisticated storytelling is very much him. And it's so good to see.
It is. And I was actually just saying actually this morning with Hosanga, comedians tend to make the best dark directors, actually.
Bull Hader Barry.
Correct.
Can't wait for that to drop on Showmax.
Indeed. And then we're waiting for season three, aren't we, on that one?
Yes, we are. It's okay. Airing in the US. I'm waiting for it to come.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. And then Old Enough on Netflix. What is this about? Now, as you said, you're very much in Asia with the TV shows that you're consuming at this point. And this one is based in Japan?
Yes. So this, it was a recommendation that popped up because of what I'm watching on Netflix. And it is the strangest, most wholesome thing I've ever seen in my life. So essentially, it's a reality show that took place in about 2008, but it's going viral now. A lot of people are finding it. And it's common practice in Japan for small kids, toddlers, to go on errands by themselves. So Old Enough follows little toddlers around Japan on their first ever errands. And it is so cute. It is so cute. You do have to check your South African at the door, because the concept of like a three-year-old walking to the shop by themselves to buy things is like, it would never happen in this country.
I decided that if we could get things like the scenes that we see on Old Enough in South Africa, then we could definitely be sure that our society has been saved. You know what I'm saying? Like if we can, as you say, send a two-year-old to the shop. I mean, already we have child-headed households, by the way. I was saying to a friend, if we could actually film Old Enough in South Africa in every city, I think criminals who try and take advantage of children or kidnap them or would have to disappear because they're all on camera, right? But it's interesting. Exactly. It's a very old show. It's from the 90s, but it's just been commissioned to Netflix, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's actually, and the New York Times describes it as like the thrill of a Dodgers game and a David Attenborough-led nature program, which I think is a very good description.
That's
of
adorable.
It because like you look at these kids and it's like, are they going to remember all their tasks? Are they going to get lost? One of the kids, for example, was asked by his mom to go make juice. He had to walk home from the orchard.
I love that one. Oh my. And he just got distracted straight up.
He like played with his dog for an hour.
and his grandmother and his grandfather and his parents are in the orchard and they're dying of thirst, but they can't go after him because that's the whole premise of the show.
And they're also crying because it's the first time he's doing it. So they're like so proud that he actually went.
Oh yes. But when he finally came back, that was cute.
What's also nice is that they're just like 10-minute episodes. So I've been watching them in between my work day. So like at my lunch break, when I just need a bit of like a happiness boost or mood lifter, I watch a little episode of Old Enough. And it's also really beautiful because it takes place all across Japan. So you get to see these different parts of Japan that you normally don't see. In media, we just mostly see like Tokyo, for example.
That's right. That's very
true. Or like
true.
Historical Japanese films. So like just to see like everyday living in different parts of the country is so interesting. And the kids are adorable.
Yeah. I wonder if it was a government sponsored idea to prompt people to have children given the aging population. So business proposal on Netflix, is that a binge or a cringe?
Lots of cheese, but it's a binge.
Okay. Severance on Apple TV Plus, binge or cringe?
It's a binge, but like get ready to like invest.
Yeah, no, it's hectic. I actually like the split of an episode every week and not being able to binge, but I hear you. Old Enough, binge or cringe on Netflix?
Binge whenever you can. If you're at the bank and there's a long line, watch 10 minutes of Old Enough.
Oh, that's
will
a
make
good
you
call.
Happy.
Yeah. All righty. Thank you so much. That's three binges, all of them with a little bit of a caveat. Thank you so much, Andre Denita. Always a pleasure. That's your Binge Club.